Nicola Mary, St. Helena, California, August 6, 1907. Dr. M. Nicola Hinsdale, Chicago, Illinois. Dear Sister Nicola, I read your letter yesterday, and I would say in response, I want you to make straight paths for your feet. I would not have your husband placed where he will be overtaxed. This you must carefully guard against. In writing to you, I did so for the good of both yourself and your husband. Your husband must not take too many burdens upon himself, and you can help in arranging his work so that this shall not be. My sister, you and your husband need at this time the words spoken to the church in Sardis. These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 1-5. It means very much to every soul, at this time, what stand they shall take toward the work of God. My brother and sister, I would urge you not to bind yourselves up with the work of the sanitarium at Hinsdale. Chicago is not the best place for you to live. Loma Linda is the place where you should be. I ask you, for reasons which I shall not now state, to accept the position at Loma Linda. Acceptable provision will be made for your children. I did not design to write you particulars. I ask you now to connect with the sanitarium at Loma Linda, for I cannot have you go into peril unwarned. I fear that confusion will come to you as the result of your remaining where you are. I pray that you may be led to place yourselves on the right side. I have felt deeply over your affliction, and I have seen how important it is that your faith be firmly established in a plane, thus saith the Lord. I hold you very near to my heart, and I desire that you both shall be placed where the Lord can lead you and abundantly bless you. If Dr. Nicola will commit his case fully to God, to follow on to know his ways, the peace of God will come into his heart, and the light of heaven shine into his mind. We are living in perilous times, when the powers of darkness are constantly at work to overthrow our faith. It is written is to be our anchor. The assertions of men are of little value. Only he who makes the word of God his anchor will be secure. Those who would be safe teachers of the truth must first be learners in the school of Christ. You must recognize in Christ a personal Savior if you would lead those whom you instruct to him. Christ invites, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. Learning the lessons of Christ, you will find rest. Christ is the great fountainhead of all wisdom, the one who never makes a mistake. All the treasures of heaven were committed to him, that he might impart them to the persevering seeker after truth. The Son of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Teachers should bear in mind that he is the great standard for all teachers. Beholding Christ and studying his teachings, you will learn to appreciate their originality, their authority, their spirituality, their tenderness, their benevolence, and their practicability. All who dig for the treasure of truth will be imbued with the Spirit of Christ. By beholding him, they will be changed into the same image. Those who make the Word of God their counselor will realize the weakness of the human heart, but they will find courage in the assurance that the power of the grace of God is sufficient to subdue every unsanctified, unholy impulse. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And when the Spirit of the Lord lifts up for his blood-bought heritage a standard against the enemy, the principles of the Word of Truth will bear sway in the life. Having surrendered themselves to the will of God, they reveal a faith that works by love and purifies the soul.